Library Board Chair Gene Brady cautions that nothing is final until the City Council votes Thursday on the proposed budget. But as it stands now, library funding will be restored to keep branch libraries open all week long.
If this funding's been restored, then that means we'll be at 7 days a week doing business as usual. We're delighted.
Brady says the library was set to take a big hit that would have forced staggered closures of all branch libraries 1 day a week. 33 employees also faced job reassignment within the city. 5 years ago, Brady says library hours had to be reduced, and that was again being considered. Brady says libraries are a valued community resource.
When you think about that, we're early voting and regular voting sites, the VITA, the income tax people work there. I mean, there are a lot of programming things that go on. People wouldn't get in to be able to apply for a job online. A lot of people don't have computers. And so there are a lot of ways that people are affected by closing branch libraries.
Councilman Carlton Soles has expressed disappointment in the proposed budget. He says it's tight, but still finds room to add $615,000 more over 2013 to projects like Hemisphere redevelopment. Customers of the city's solid waste service may also see a 50-cent increase to $19.93 per month. City Manager Cheryl Scully says the most important services to people like police and fire will remain strong and a priority in the budget. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.